Luke chapter 14, verses 1 to 24, from the New Living Translation. Jesus heals on the Sabbath. One Sabbath day, Jesus went to eat dinner in the home of a leader of the Pharisees, and the people were watching him closely. There was a man there whose arms and legs were swollen. Jesus asked the Pharisees and experts in religious law, "Is it permitted in the law to heal people on the Sabbath day or not?" When they refused to answer, Jesus touched the sick man and healed him and sent him away. Then he turned to them and said, "Which of you doesn't work on the Sabbath? If your son or your cow falls into a pit, don't you rush to get him out?" Again, they could not answer. Jesus teaches about humility. When Jesus noticed that all who had come to dinner were trying to sit in the seats of honor near the head of the table, he gave them this advice. When you are invited to a wedding feast, don't sit in the seat of honor. What if someone who is more distinguished than you has also been invited? The host will come and say, "Give this person your seat." Then you will be embarrassed, and you will have to take whatever seat is left at the foot of the table. Instead, take the lowest place at the foot of the table. Then when your host sees you, he will come and say, "Friend, we have a better place for you." Then you will be honored in front of all the other guests. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Then he turned to his host. "When you put on a luncheon or banquet," he said, "don't invite your friends, brothers, relatives, and rich neighbors, for they will invite you back, and that will be your only reward. Instead, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. Then at the resurrection of the righteous, God will reward you for inviting those who could not repay you." Parable of the Great Feast. Hearing this, a man sitting at the table with Jesus exclaimed, "What a blessing it will be to attend a banquet in the kingdom of God." Jesus replied with this story. A man prepared a great feast and sent out many invitations. When the banquet was ready, he sent his servants to tell the guests, "Come, the banquet is ready." But they all began making excuses. One said, "I have just bought a field and must inspect it. Please excuse me." Another said, "I've just bought 5 pairs of oxen and I want to try them out. Please excuse me." Another said, "I've just got married, so I can't come." The servant returned and told his master what they had said. His master was furious and said, "Go quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and invite the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame." After the servant had done this, he reported, "There is still room for more." So his master said, "Go out into the country lanes and behind the hedges and urge anyone you find to come, so that the house will be full. For none of those who are invited first will even get the smallest taste of my banquet."
Today's message, somewhat counterculture to how we do things. Jesus uses the example of a lunch banquet, and he encourages us to be kingdom-minded when we invite people to lunch or to a banquet. Jesus' banquet looks very different to what he intended. In fact, his A-list never arrives to the party. So he sends out his messengers, his angels, to go and fetch the B-list and the C-list, those who never expected an invitation. He then goes on to encourage us in today's passage to not invite people who can invite us back, but to invite those who can never repay us to our banquet table. He's not asking us to do something that he hasn't done. I wonder, who is on your and my B list and C list for a lunch and dinner invitation? Who needs to sit at your table? Lord, today I ask you to send us to the places where your angels go to find the ones that you would like to invite to your table. Help us to have the courage to let go of our own comfort zones and to reach out to the ones who need you most. help us to work with you to fill your house for your glory. Let's talk to the Lord today about those people in our lives who we are connected to, but wouldn't ordinarily invite for a lunch or a dinner.